One Man's Family, winner of 46 national awards, a Carlton E. Morse creation. One Man's Family, now in its 26th year, is dedicated to the mothers and fathers of the younger generation and to their bewildering offspring. In 60 seconds, we'll hear Chapter 22, Book 129 of the Barber Family Saga. But first, hear this. Caught cold? Listen.
Every second, someone takes it for the miseries of a cold.
Million more take bromoquinine.
Every second, someone takes it for the miseries of a cold.
Bromoquinine.
More people have taken more bromoquinine cold tablets for more complete relief than any other cold tablet ever sold. For bromoquinine does more. Relieves stopped-up nose, aching muscles, fever, irregularity, headache, all those miseries, even a virus cold. Get more complete relief. Get bromoquinine brand cold tablets.
Today, Henry Barber's bedside manner. On the third floor at Jones' house at number 288 Seacliff Drive, that celebrated bon vivant, Mr. Consider Martin, recovering at the end of January from the effects of his celebration of New Year's Eve, is sitting up in bed, finishing a bowl of Mother Barber's chicken soup.
Cousin Penny?
Yes, Considered.
Why hasn't Henry been to see me?
Well,
I've asked this question of any number of people, and that's the answer I get. Well,
Mother?
Pardon me. Yes, Joan?
Is Pinky up there?
Why, no, we haven't seen him. Wait a minute. Do you expect Pinky?
At 2 o'clock. What time is it?
Goodness, it's 2:40. Joan? He expected Pinky at 2.
Oh, someone's trying to reach him on the phone. I'll take the number.
Well, Consider, I must...
Come back here, please, Penny. You failed to answer one question. I'd like to see what you can do with a couple others.
Well, I don't know why Henry hasn't been to see you, except that he's quite upset these days with Hazel moving, and Andrew hasn't been home from the university to see us since Christmas, and... Would you like a full list of the things that are bothering Henry? Because I could go on and on.
Nope, just the leading item.
It's Hazel's and Daniel's move that disturbs him, really. He feels they're unwise to buy them a greater house and that Daniel's business is overextended.
Penny, you're a very clever woman.
Why, Consider?
Going around the mulberry bush, but none of this explains why Henry hasn't been to see me.
Let's just say he's too restless to sit down and chat.
I don't believe it, but I'll accept it. Tell him I'd like to see him sometime.
Cousin Consider, here are your packages from Kirk.
Joan, good. Put them down. Thank you very much.
Oh, Grandmother, you're not going.
Well, I've stayed much too long as it is. Consider, you're looking ever so much better.
Thank you.
There's only one thing to say to you. When you get on your feet again...
What's that?
Take care of yourself. This time.
Hank says I'm a fellow to squeeze the last drop of juice from the nectarine, and he's right. No point being half alive, Penny.
I don't think she heard you. She's way downstairs by now. Now then, is there anything you want?
Yes. Companionship.
Well, I've got to get the children up from their nap.
Well, you can tell me more about that young pilot Paul introduced you to.
Well, actually, I can't. He's an attractive young man, terribly busy, and he didn't ask for another date.
Who?
Well, that's your opinion. Really, I've been out of circulation so long, I hardly know what to say to men like Bruce. I find it awfully hard not to talk about my children.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, no. You hear yourself going on and on about your children to a young bachelor, and it ages you. And him, too, I guess. The relationship suddenly becomes middle-aged.
You need to get out more with me. You need more of the spirit of the dance.
You could be right at that.
You wait till my knees stop shaking, and we'll venture forth together and climb the neon sign.
Well, now that I'm practically a divorcee, maybe I could do it.
The barber conscience wouldn't rise to smite you.
Oh, not so much. Oh, it's there, all right, but sometimes I can stamp it down.
How's my old pal?
Pinky, my ladybug, come in, come in.
Oh, he's ever so much better, Pinky. He's had a bowl of grandmother's chicken soup.
It was good. But I'll tell you what's better. A discreet sip of rare old brandy.
Pinky, there's a phone call. Mr. Enright from the Bleak Export Company.
Oh, yeah.
He says the position is still open, but you must call in before 3 today.
Position? What are you saying?
I'll have to tell you about it later, Stevie. Gosh, 3:15 now. I'll go downstairs and talk.
My phone is right here, Pinky.
I guess he didn't hear you.
He heard me. He's doing something he's ashamed of, Joan. He's going to desert me again. He's going to get a job.
We'll return in just a moment to One Man's Family.
Stand back, friend. We're going to blast.
You're going to blast what?
Swift has found a new way to make all sweet margarine.
Oh?
And we're going to announce it with a blast of dynamite.
No dynamite, Clifford. Let's just say new all sweet is now made with the natural flavor formula for the most delicate natural flavor ever in a margarine.
Yeah, but what about...
And Swift will pay a 15-cent cash refund on the first pound of new all sweet.
Yeah, but what do we do with all this dynamite?
You'll wonder where the yellow went.
Special sale, save 27 cents on two giant tubes of Pepsodent.
It's 20 minutes later. Cousin Consider swings his thin legs out of bed, opens the package from Kirk, and trugs into a handsome wool robe and a pair of wool-lined slippers with every intention of sitting up in a chair.
Oh-ho!
But the room whirls, his knees buckle, and he tumbles back sidewise across the bed.
Well, Susie, I'm back. Hey, that's a good-looking robe. Why are you lying across the bed? Hey, you all right, Susie?
Susie, help me up.
Gosh.
Take off the robe. Put me back on the pillow.
Here, lift your arms. Now, here, lie down again.
I don't want this to go any further. Not a word to Hank.
Golly, I thought you were getting better.
They took my flask away from me, Pinky.
Well, now, CZ.
Can't do that to a man in his 80s. Keeps my arteries open.
They thought you kind of overdid it New Year's Eve.
Pinky, it's a gold flask given to me by a sultan. Unpronounceable sultan of Morocco, with his name inscribed, plus the names of 8 of his favorite wives. I feel very sentimental about it. I love the whole family. I want you to dig it up and bring it to me. Full.
Well.
Thank you. I knew you'd do it.
I'll go see if I can find it.
Hold on. I would hate to intrude into your affairs, son, but I've got to know. Are you seeking a position, the confinement of 8 to 5?
Susie, look, this isn't any ordinary position. Mr. Bleak is a partner of Mr. Hoy Toys, and it's all connected with Charlie Loy and my $1 million less taxes.
Pinky, that's in the past. Lady Buck, that's money gone. I've got properties in Utah and Texas that'll make back what you lost inside the year. How can I get it into your head?
Susie, I can't help it. I don't know, maybe it's pride, but I've got to try to get some of it back.
Oh, what Henry Barber has done to two generations of otherwise happy people.
I'm sorry, Susie, but that's the situation. I'll get it. Hello?
Pinky, may I speak to Custom Considered?
Okay, Mom. Right here. It's mine.
Yes, Hazel?
Hello there. How are you feeling?
Oh, I'll be better in half an hour. Why?
Do I understand you want Father to come and see you?
I've asked to see him a dozen times. Nobody's been able to manage it.
Do I see what I can do?
Aha! Why didn't I think of it? Speak to him, will you?
He's coming in from the garden now.
Tell him I've been at death's door and hope he'll show a little interest. Thank you. Oh, Father's girl. She'll do it. Now then, Pinky, my lady buck, get my medicine. Gold flask. Ask Zephyrin. She'll know where they put it. And bring it full. You'll find a bottle of rare old spirits back at the clothes hamper on the back porch.
Okay. Maybe you know what you need.
Who better? Prop me up while I'm waiting. For a minute there, I thought I was going to sink right through the bed.
More of the Barbers in just a moment.
Ruth, next Tuesday's lodge night. Is my good suit pressed?
It was sent out.
Thought you usually pressed it.
If you knew how I felt with nagging backache and the muscular aches and pains I've had lately.
Well, you ought to do something about that. Try to get relief.
How?
Try Doan's pills.
Good advice. That's Doan's pills, an analgesic and mild diuretic to the kidney. Nagging backache, also headache, dizziness, and muscular aches and pains, may come on with overexertion, emotional upset, or everyday stress and strain. Doan's pain-relieving action is often the answer, and they also offer mild diuretic action through the kidneys. So if nagging backache is making you feel worn out, tired, and miserable, with restless, sleepless nights, don't wait. Try Doan's pills, used successfully by millions for over 60 years. See if they don't bring you the same welcome relief. Get Doan's pills today. To save money, buy Doan's big economy size.
You'll wonder where the yellow went.
Special sale, save 27 cents on two giant tubes of Pepsodent.
With the gold flask tucked under his pillow, Consider Martin looks bright of eye and rosy of cheek as he says to Father Barber,
good of you to come, Henry. Sit down. I understand you're worrying about Daniel and Hazel.
Yeah.
Overextended, you feel, huh?
In every way, Mr. Martin. Daniel is expanding the chain of sporting goods stores faster than his business warrants, and they're moving into a house 9 times larger than they need. Disaster is inevitable.
When they do get in trouble, are you going to help them?
That's what worries me. If these ventures collapse, trying to save them would be pouring money down the drain.
Then you're not going to help them.
I hope I'm wrong, Mr. Martin. They may not need help, but if they do, it's against my principles to throw good money after bad.
Henry, your visit has done me a world of good. And now, if you'll close the door gently, I think I'll float off and take 40 winks. Thank you very much. You've told me what I need to know. Come again. Come any time, Henry. You have a very heartening bedside manner.
One Man's Family, which comes to you Monday through Friday, is written by Harlan Ware and directed by Carlton E. Morse. In Chapter 23, Book 129, which concerns a housewarming, Frank Barton speaking. One Man's Family, winner of 46 national awards, now in its 26th year, is a Carlton E. Morse production and comes to you from California. Madeline Carroll starred next in The Affairs of Dr. Gentry, as our 2 hours of drama in the afternoon continues over most of these stations. Your military obligation in your local Army Reserve unit. For full information, see your Army recruiter or Army Reserve unit commander today. From Radio Central, service at 30. Plane wreckage found in West Virginia. Here's the story from Mel Barnett, station WHIS in Bluefield.
After 2 days, the search for a missing two-engine plane and its 5 passengers ended on a bleak mountainside near Bradshaw, West Virginia today. All 5 persons died in the crash. 3 victims were all residents of Clearwater, Florida, where the plane took off on Tuesday. CAP members who found the wreckage this afternoon said that 4 bodies were inside the craft and that 1 of the 2 women aboard was thrown clear. The pilot of the plane had contacted at Charleston Airport late Tuesday afternoon. He said he did not know his position and was running out of gas. The crash apparently happened a few minutes later. This is Mel Barnett in Bluefield, West Virginia.
NBC Radio brings you service at 30 every hour and the half hour, plus news every hour on the hour.